Thank you all, one and all, for coming and being a part of this. We've waited a long time for this day. Today is a long-awaited day and occasion, the groundbreaking ceremony for the city pool and the park rebuild. It seems as though our city's lived an entire additional lifetime since that horrible day in December 10th, 2021, when an F4 tornado swept away 60% of our city. And 19 of our citizens and immediate neighbors, two of our churches, our industrial park, and our city pool and park. But today is a much different day. This is indeed a day of celebration for our entire community as we anticipate the rebuild of our pool and our park. Elder Jeff Winfrey, would you come to the podium, please? He's going to offer the invocation. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. If you'll bow with me. Our Heavenly Father, we've lost a lot here in this town, but you've been with us. You've stayed with us. You've stuck with us. And we love you, and we thank you. The very thought that a small town this size could have a park like we're anticipating, in the world standards, that's quite a blessing, and we thank you for it. We pray you'd bless this place, this park, this pool, to further unite our people together. We pray you'd bless those that participate, that you'd watch over them and keep them. And Lord, we thank you for what you've done for our town. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
What is the impact of our city pool on our city? Our city pool is the place where families, our children, our swim team enjoy summer days playing, exercising, cooling off, competing in swim meets, enjoying pool parties, and just hanging out around the pool. Dawson Springs is located at the gate of the Lakeland area of Western Kentucky. One of the 15 major lakes is located adjacent to our city limits, Lake Bashir. One of the 8 major rivers of Kentucky, the Tradewater River, encircles almost half of our city limits. Another 58-acre lake is located at the Pinerile State Resort Park, where the Pinerile Lake, the beautiful white sand beach, has been rated as the best beach in Kentucky many, many times. And we are located within 20 minutes of the Barkley and Kentucky Lakes that together represent the second largest man-made lake system in the world. Every child and every adult in Dawson Springs needs to know how to swim. To give each of our citizens the water skills to safely enjoy our lakes, our rivers, and our large Western Kentucky lakes. Every child needs to learn to swim in this new pool we are dedicating today. And I intend to make every effort to see that swimming lessons are offered every summer at our city pool. So, what is the impact of a city park? What's the impact of our city park? What price tag can we personally place on a spot of land that is the central location where our children learn from a young age to play baseball, softball, tennis, and basketball? The same sacred spot of land where we as families have picnics, have reunions. The same sacred spot of land where our school competes in middle and high school baseball and softball. And the same sacred spot of land where we walk our mile a day for good health. And the same sacred spot of land where we prepare the most delicious barbecue in Western Kentucky every year during the fourth Friday in July. I say to you that a spot of ground that offers all of these opportunities is a priceless treasure. I'll repeat that. I say to you that a spot of ground that offers all of these opportunities is a priceless treasure. Our citizens, our city council, myself, and our present administration began this tireless effort in January of 2023 after taking office to locate and secure the funding necessary and to create the pool and park design and set of plans that would meet present-day codes and standards. And we set course to rebuild the city pool and park to the greatest state-of-art standards available today. This is our commitment. This is our quest to rebuild the city pool and park to the greatest state-of-art standards available today. Our next speakers will share with you our plans and aspirations. Please welcome to the podium Tammy Workman, our City Park Committee Chair, to further describe our plans, work actions.
Thank you, Mayor. My name is Tammy Workman, and I am the chairman of the Dawson Springs Park Board. I would like to take a moment to thank our mayor for her dedication to this grand endeavor for our community. You could hear the enthusiasm in her speech earlier, and she means that to the depths of her soul. She truly does. She has graciously rose to the occasion of leading us into this rebuild era. I would also like to personally express our gratitude to Governor Beshear from our entire community. He has and continues to be supportive in our rebuild and our growth efforts. Lastly, it is my honor to introduce our city engineer who has made this project possible with his tireless efforts, Mr. Justin Lamb.
Well, to reiterate what the mayor and Tammy said, it is truly a blessing to be here today for a silver lining to come out of such a horrible disaster. It was almost 3 years ago to the day that we began this process of redesigning the city park and the uphill climb of achieving funding and coordinating with FEMA to get back to this community what they deserve and to help signify the recovery that has occurred, that recovery is completing, the recovery has occurred. So with the city park, just to kind of summarize what is going to come out of this, originally the city park was built with blood, sweat, tears, and donations of the community over 50 years. It was built and it was a staple of the community for a gathering spot for all the youth to teach swim lessons, and quite frankly, was the community hub. Well, with that, through the disaster, we lost that. And the great part about what has become is we're going to be able to rebuild the city park as a state-of-the-art facility that will be an all-inclusive facility to allow access to all parties to participate in the community and to serve this community for many years to come. There will be four different ball fields to support not only Little League softball and baseball, but also to act as a place for the high schools to finally regain their seasons and enjoy playing at this beautiful facility. In addition to that, we'll be building back tennis courts and basketball courts for the community to utilize, and a state-of-the-art swimming pool and splash park for our children to play at during the summer, and our entire community to learn how to swim as they protect themselves in the Beshear area here. It's been one of my greatest honors to be part of this project. It's rare that you get to work in your career to be part of a project where you truly see the results come to fruition of an uphill battle like we fought here. And I want to just take a second to thank the team that came together, particularly the mayor and Julie, the city administrator who fought tirelessly through the entire process, where we started out from maybe a few hundred thousand dollars of funds to all the way up to the grand reveal that we get to make today. Also, our design team, Hawkins Avenue Architecture, WBW, and Brandsetter Carroll. And in addition, we've been fortunate enough that a local general contractor has won the bid not only on the city park pool, but on the city park rebuild. So we get to work with a local contractor down at Professional Construction to rebuild the entire facility from the ground up. Lastly, and certainly not least, we're very thankful to FEMA, and in particular, our state government, for stepping up and helping us see this to fruition. To the governor's office and state legislature, without them, there's no chance that we could be at the point we are today. So with that, turn it back over to the mayor. Thank you all very much.
Thank you, Justin. And he has worked tirelessly, too. He has worked weekends. He's worked, I don't know how, some days I'm sure he worked 12, 14, 15 hour days trying to meet deadlines that were imposed upon us. Our next guest really needs no introduction. The next morning after the tornado, December 11th, 2021, this governor, my cousin, called me on a cell phone when I was walking down this very drive right over here, right past where the school bus was, is where I was, when that call came in. I was walking down this very drive of the former park from having walked up to Pine Street to check on my friends and coworkers, Marcia Hall and her sister, Carol Grisham. Marcia, nor Carol, nor their house was anywhere to be found. Nor were any houses in that entire block ready to be found. I knew what had happened. As I reached that spot in the park road, Andy called me, and for about a 15-second phone call before the phone call dropped, we had a conversation. I heard a frantic tone in his voice as he said, "We did not know if you and your family made it alive." It was then the call dropped. At noon that day, Andy and his emergency management team, along with our Hopkins County emergency management team, and city officials gathered in our city council chambers. I was there. It was a grave moment. But from that moment forward, our Hopkins County emergency management team, the governor and his emergency management team, have assisted our city in our comeback rebuild. And I add, along with many more from our U.S. senators, countless organizations and citizens who came to assist us and gave us of their love, their hard work, and their pocketbooks to build back. But for the purposes of just this day, the groundbreaking of the pool and park, I'm here to tell you folks that without the leadership of this governor, his emergency management team, and their efforts in helping with locating the correct FEMA design team, assisting us in drawing in the cooperation with FEMA and FEMA funding, and the Kentucky Safe Funds, we would not be having this groundbreaking today. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the podium our state governor and my cousin, Andy Beshear.
Well, happy Friday, Dawson Springs. What an amazing day where we get to celebrate a world-class park being built right here. And it wouldn't be happening without this mayor. Let's tell her how much we appreciate it. I also got to thank your County Judge Executive, Jack Whitfield. From the moment that tornado hit, He was here on the ground. I talked to him that day, and I said, Dawson is incredibly special to me. Make sure we take care of it. He promised me he would, and he's kept his promise. Judge, thank you very much for all your work. Let's give it up for the band being here today. You know, Steve Beshear played trombone in this very band. So it means something extra special to this guy with no musical talent. This groundbreaking has been a long time coming. The last time I was here, I visited the memorial to those 19 community members lost in the 2021 tornado outbreak. As we reflected that day, we took a moment of silence. And you know what I remember? I remember what we heard. We heard the hammers from the construction going on all of these houses around us. It was, in a very solemn moment, an amazing, incredible sound to hear. It was a sound of progress. It was a sound of hope. And we're going to hear that again today when we break ground on this park. It was a sound of healing, of a community that never backed down, might have been knocked back down, but got up immediately, has taken care of each other in such a special way, and has moved forward so much over these last several years. Y'all know this is where my family is from. As you drive into town, I pass where my grandparents are buried. We pass this park on our way downtown and then towards where their house used to be. My granddad and Jenny Lynn's dad preached at a Primitive Baptist church here that was flattened by that tornado, but was one of the first facilities, one of the first buildings rebuilt in this community. And I remember being here at noon on that next day, looking at the devastation, wondering how we were going to rebuild, but knowing we had to, and knowing we would do it together. But that day and every other day, I made the promise to keep showing up. That no matter how difficult, I was going to be here, and you were not going to walk alone. No matter how long it took, we were going to rebuild Dawson Springs and make sure it had the very best for people who had been through the very worst. You look at the homes around being built back by groups like Habitat for Humanity and the Fuller Center. We have now built 88 homes here in Hopkins County, funded through the Team Western Kentucky Tornado Relief Fund. How about that? In that tough first week, when we were all feeling and overcome with emotion, so was the rest of the country and the rest of the world. What we saw was God at work. 150,000 donations, $52 million pouring in to help us build these homes so that folks that lost everything could afford a good, safe place to live. From the fund, we paid for the funerals of all 81 Kentuckians that we lost during that tornado, because the first thing we do as Kentuckians is we grieve together. We make sure that we are there for each other in that toughest time, and as long as that family will let us carry a little bit of that grief, we offer to do it and carry it as long as they will let us. And then we got to work to help rebuild for survivors. In total, we've helped build 254 homes for tornado survivors out of that program alone. We gave direct assistance right after to insured and uninsured homeowners and renters. We helped local farmers that had lost the grain elevator down in Mayfield during a critical harvest period. Donations poured in from around the state and the country out of the very worst. We saw the very best of humanity. We haven't slowed down either. In 2024, we made the largest single housing announcement in Kentucky history, $223 million to build 953 rental units. Almost 90 are going to be here in Dawson, and how great does the first set look on the way in? We knew that was a missing piece, but so is this. It's a place for kids to just be kids. It's a place where my dad played baseball and swam in the pool, and every kid in Dawson Springs deserves to have the same. As a baseball dad whose team plays in a city park, I understand how important it is to have your own field where the community can come together. Families will be able to enjoy so much here, like a world-class pool, like the baseball, softball fields, like tennis courts and walking trails, and like the basketball courts. which will be named for Logan McKnight. We're joined here by his mom and, of course, by my Western Kentucky co-governor, Kara. What a great way to remember your older brother. These things, pools, courts, and trails bring people together. They make Dawson Springs an even better place to live. We're making good on our promise to not forget those who lost so much. When we face the very worst of Mother Nature, we can respond with the very best of humanity. We're proving that while it's easy to destroy, we'll do the hard work to rebuild, and we will not give up no matter how long it takes. I want to thank everybody who's worked on this project, because pushing through the challenges and the barriers wasn't easy. But that tenacity, or maybe Jenny Lynn's repeated calls, she has my cell phone number, have helped get us here today. Scripture tells us, I alone know the plans I have for you. Plans to bring you prosperity and not disaster. Plans to bring the future that you've hoped for. Today marks the beginning of an exciting new chapter for Dawson Springs. And thanks to the Rotary Club. We'll never forget those we lost 4 years ago, but their memories live on right next to a place that will be laughter. We can remember the tough times, and I imagine every single one of those individuals that we lost is looking down right now smiling, but it'll be smiling even bigger when this park is done. While the body is mortal, the soul is eternal. They're waiting for us. They're proud of us. They're proud of you. Let's build an even better Dawson Springs in honor of them. Thank you all very much.
If you haven't seen that map after it's over, please come and look at it. It's just outstanding. Well, the governor is right. So many people have come to our rescue, including Dawsonians and our neighbors. Thanks to our donors. I stated earlier that in January of 2023, we started a tireless effort to secure the funding necessary to create a pool and park that will represent the greatest state-of-the-art standards that we could build today. However, we knew the price tag of the many major components of the park and pool would exceed our pocketbook, even what we could gather in from other federal and state sources. So, to help in the effort to supply the need, Tammy Workman and our park board began to solicit private funding from businesses and citizens to replace all the needs of our pool and park. For instance, where are the trash receptacles going to come from? Where are the benches going to come from? Where are the little chairs that are going to sit around the pool? Where's all that going to come from? That's not going to come from the grant sources that we had, or even the insurance sources that we had. So they started working. And businesses and citizens of our city and our surrounding cities and our neighbors from afar opened their hearts and their pocketbooks to help us. We have individually recognized them down through time, but I would like to recognize them again. I'd like to share with you the list of donors to our pool and park. You're going to hear this name several times, Tammy Workman. She made a donation of $50, and these are back in starting in 23 and coming forward. Bill and Joanne Lanham, $75, which went to plaques. Virginia Cheney, $75, that went to plaques. Lindsay Morgan for D. Stewart, $80, City Park benches. Sweet Treats Collections, $92.50, City Park donation. Robert M. Pruknik and Lori A. Collins, $100, park donation for the tornado event. Kenton Taberly Workman, $100, City Park donation. James D. and Rosetta Ramsey, $100 in the City Park rebuild. In memory of Daryl Stewart, $100 City Park donation to the bench. Tammy Workman, again, $100 donation to F. Hunt, Frankie Hunt, and D. Littlejohn. Judy Peterson, donation to honor of Mike and Patricia Fisher, $100 to the city park. Martha Nafzier, in honor of Michael and Patricia Fisher, $100 city park donation. Brandon Johnson, $150 donation toward the barbecue pit and the plaques. Judith M. Peterson, in honor of Patricia Fisher, $200 city park rebuild. Judy Peterson, $200 city park donation in honor of Patricia Fisher. Judy Patterson, city park rebuild in honor of Patricia Fisher, $200 to the park donation. Keith J. Horn and Carrie M. Collins, $250 city park rebuild donation. American Endowment Foundation, Dr. and Mrs. William Scott, $250 toward the city park donation. Children's donation, $260.75 toward the park. Karen D. Harriman, Kirker Butler, $325 toward the city park benches. Pleasant Grove Baptist Church, the BYW Club, $400 city park donation toward picnic tables. Jordan G. Brittany S. Devert, donation, $470 park bench. Carrie Hayes, $470 park bench. Donnie and Carla K. Dunbar, $470 park bench. O'Reilly, $470 park bench. R. Abbott, $470 park bench. Dawson Springs Board of Education, park bench, $470. Timothy M. and Jennifer P. Ruane, $470 for a park bench. Justin W., Kendra K. Downs, $470 park bench. James K., Peggy Nichols, $470 park benches. Kathy T. and Steve W. Smiley, $470 toward park benches. LaDonna Hooper, $470 park bench for Lance. That was their son. Mayfield Family I, $470 for the city park donation. Barbara Cheney, $500 toward two barbecue pits. Bobby and Martha Woolsey, $500 toward park bench. Franklin D. Hunt, Darla H. Adams, $500 toward a park bench. John Rowdy and Lauren Nicole Hibbs, $500 park rebuild donation. Day Spring Assembly of God, $650 park city park donation toward a table. Benjamin T. and Crystal L. Carroll, $650 city park donation table. Judy Fabling, $650 bench in memory of Tim Wallace. You all remember Tim Wallace? I remember Tim Wallace. Lindsay Winfrey and Jesse J. Smith, $760 city park benches. City Park Board, $800 city park ADA picnic tables. Leslie T. Todd, $940 park benches. Donald and Deborah Oldham, $940 park benches. Dawson Springs Rotary Club, $1,000 city park rebuild donation. Tammy Workman for Darla Adams, $1,300 city park donation toward benches. Kent and Tamberly Workman, $1,410 city park rebuild donation. Butler County Board of Education, $1,500 city park rebuild donation. Dawson Springs Rotary Club, $2,097.01 park donation. Dawson Springs Rotary Club Disaster Fund, $7,499, that's toward the city park barbecue pits. Aerial Recovery, $10,000, prep groundwork for a playground. Margaret Heaton, our Princeton neighbor, $20,000, city park donation. Hopkins County Tourism, toward barbecue pits, $22,000. Little Tykes, a playground equipment, $65,833.58. Helping Hands playground equipment, $67,333.46. Independence Bank, two different donations, $75,000 park donation for Horses of Hope, and then they turned around and made a $110,000 park donation toward Horses of Hope. Total donations received to date, $401,311.30. But that's not all. We have pledges. These pledges are monies that have been pledged, but they're not in hand yet. But they're significant. Rocket Oil for a scoreboard donation pledge of $24,000. Casey's, our neighbor business, $50,000, and Gatorade, $50,000. So we have an additional $124,000 in pledges that we've not received yet, but I'm sure once the park starts going in and they have a place to spend them, that you'll see the money come through. Give them another round of applause. I think, unless my memory serves me wrong, we are getting ready to do what we came here to do, and that is to have a groundbreaking. But before I do, I really should say thank you to some of the officials that have come and to be with us today. I do wish to recognize special guest from Governor Beshear's office, Alex Caudill, who is always good to help coordinate things for the governor. From Rand Paul's office, we had a staffer that had said they would be coming. Is that staffer here today? Okay, well, we'll move right on. And from our Dawson Springs Community School, we have administrators Kristen Merrill, Elizabeth Robinson. We have our band. What do you think about this band? And our director, Jennifer Fox. Jack Whitfield, our fiscal court judge who's been so instrumental, along with, I've seen two magistrates, correct me if I'm wrong, Magistrate Charlie Beshears and Billy Parrish. Is there someone else that I have missed? I hope I have not. And also, we're always glad to have someone from our Pinerol Area Development District office, and that would be Jason Vincent. Jason, I know I saw him here earlier. And they are always so helpful in helping us to write different grants. But now it's on to what we came to do, and that is to do a groundbreaking. At this moment, could I ask Governor Beshear, Tammy Workman, Justin Lamb, myself, and Judge Whitfield, would you all step over to the shovels? And let's do the groundbreaking.